Brendan, great to finally announce the skipper. It's been a few weeks with a few people guessing, but nice to finally announce it today.
Yeah, our club's been through a really thorough process of establishing some values and behaviours both on and off the field that we want to live by, and there's no doubt that Murph come up trumps there. He's been outstanding at living those values, and he's got the full support of myself and the leaders and the rest of the playing group.
It did take a little while to announce. I mean, any doubt at all? Why did it take so long?
Oh, I think it's the nature of change. I was new to the club. I didn't know Murph, and we wanted to make sure we had really clear values and behaviours that we wanted to live, and then assess. And Murph come up trumps. He did really well in living those values, and he's the best man for the job.
Once you've done all the research you need to do, was it an easy decision?
Yeah, it becomes easy. It's not just my decision, it's a whole club decision. That's really important to understand. Our players voted, our leaders voted, our coaches had contribution, as did some of our more senior administrators. So, it was overwhelming support for Murph and also Simo.
It's a good process, though, to go through, because you learn about other people as well, not just Murph, but you learn about some of the younger guys as well.
Yeah, it's a great way for feedback. All players get really good feedback on what they're doing well and what they need to improve on. So, it's a process for electing, but it's also a really good learning opportunity.
Just in the small amount of time you've got to know Mark, what sort of a leader is he?
Oh, geez, where do I start and stop? The one thing I do know about Murph is he leads by enduring. We know he's a terrific runner, so he pushes and people follow. The other thing I've been really impressed with is his ability to challenge others and celebrate what others are doing, and that's really important. He has the conversations that are required.
Is Mark going to play this week?
No, unfortunately he's not. He's going to travel though, so you would have saw his name listed. He's going to travel and first chance to help the youngsters. I'm sure you'll see him with some of the first year players and just guide them and guide some of our younger guys.
You're no doubt itching for Thursday night.
Yeah, I look at the NAB Cup as another growth opportunity, and we're playing the Premiers, so we know we've got a fair task at hand, but again, a great growth opportunity, and the game always gives you a chance to learn and reflect.
And a great opportunity for young Jacob too.
Yeah, Jacob's coming along, so we're wrapped with all our first years. We see a lot of talent there, but they're going to take some time.
Personally, do you feel you're ready?
I think a coach is never ready. They always want more time to train and rehearse, but it's been a long pre-season, so our players are really good, really excited to go out and execute and then learn from it.
Just some of the first-year players playing this week. What can you tell us about how hard they've worked over summer, and are they ready to go as well?
With all our first-years, and I don't want to just limit it to our first-years, our whole list has worked extremely hard, and they're in really good condition. We still have plenty to learn, though, and we're trying to unite as a group, learning each other's mannerisms on the field. So it's going to take some time, but they're excited and ready. I think they've had enough of running.
You talk about the learning and the reset and everything. What do you want to see in long season?
Yeah, the big thing I want to see there is unity, making sure we're there about helping each other. It's also an opportunity to rehearse our game plan, the way we want to play. And I'd expect with all teams early NAB, that won't be perfect. So they're the main two things, compliance to our game plan and effort to try and execute it.
And the great thing about Thursdays is you've got a bit of inside knowledge as well. You must know them inside out.
Oh, yeah, listen, I know the Hawks well, but the one thing about them, they've been a formidable outfit. They've been the best in the competition, so it'll be great for us to be able to just assess ourselves against the best.
Brendan, what was the thinking behind getting Paddy in the leadership group?
It wasn't just my decision. I want to reiterate that. It's about a whole club decision. Getting Sam Doherty, Patrick Cripps, they're young emerging leaders. They haven't played a lot of games yet, but they've got all the attributes. They live our values and behaviours, and we see that as a real stepping stone for them and our club.
And how come Paddy's not playing on Thursday night?
No, he's on modified training at the moment. His loads have been up and down, so he's not going to play on that. They're all on different... you'll see different players play different games just based on loads. It's more about load management.
We might run into Murph now.
I think it's just a
Patrick
to see his leadership.
I've used this word a few times. It's professional. He wins the best and fairest last year, and he's only played really a handful of AFL games, but comes back in elite physical condition. What does it say? He's professional and he's not complacent.
Three. All right.